Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Ah, good. I was glad that sounded good, because if it didn't sound good, I was going to get on you. I was going to get on you today. No, it's so good to see all of you. We are glad that you're here today on this second, hold on a minute here. First Sunday after Pentecost, and also our Trinity Sunday. And so we are so glad to see you today, and we want to welcome everybody today, and we want to welcome those that may be listening online later on. And today we are going to begin a summer series. I do not know how long this is going to go. I haven't planned it that far, but we won't cover everything, but we're going to be talking about wisdom for living. And we'll be touching on various parts of the book of Proverbs. And I hope it's a blessing for you. And as we begin this morning, let's all stand and join together and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory to the Father and to the Son.
Well, let's join together there for our call to worship. How majestic is your name, O God, in all the earth.
We sing of your marvelous works.
The heavens display the splendor of your handiwork.
We declare your marvelous wonders.
And yet you care for all of us.
We sing of God's magnificent grace.
Let us worship our awesome God. Well, let's join together there. If you'd like to turn in your hymn books, it's hymn number 47, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint there. Holy, holy, holy. Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin. God of majesty, we gather with joyful hearts to remember all you have done and seek your holy presence. In all ways and for all time, you are with us. So we worship you this day, trusting you will lead us as we serve and care for your world. Amen. And you may be seated, and you can turn to your next hymn if you'd like to, 586, Trust and Obey, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey. Trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but His smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt or a fear, not a sigh or a tear can remain when we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil He doth richly repay. Not a grief or a loss, not a frown or a cross, but His blessing we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. And in fellowship sweet, we will sit at His feet, or we'll walk by His side in the way. What He says we will do, where He sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy but to trust and obey. Well, I'm going to invite our kids to come down, if they would make their way this morning. Good morning. How's everybody doing this morning? Huh? Yeah. Okay, now I have kind of a hard question for you this morning. Let me see if you can give me an answer. So, who do you think is a wise person? What do we mean by wise? What do you think? Well, yeah, God is wise. Yeah, we're told that. We sing that in some of our hymns, too. And Jesus, yes, yes, very good. You already answered my questions, where I'm going. Yes, yes. Now, what do you think? What do you think about wise? What's that mean?
It kind of means like.
No, you're good. So, it's okay. You can try. What do you think? I know sometimes we think of somebody that's maybe wise and somebody that's like smart. Maybe?
somebody that's got a lot of skill. You know somebody that can, like, fix anything? Your dad? Yeah, he can fix anything? Yeah, Grandpa? Yeah, that's true. Your sisters?
Maybe you have a joy or concern this morning that you would like to share before we go to prayer, and we will let you do that. Someone this morning, yes. Yes. And we are very thankful. Barney was in the hospital overnight, and they had to mess with his meds and find out what was going on. And thankfully, they were able to get that corrected. And I'm very thankful that it wasn't anything more serious. So, yes. And somebody else, yes. Yes, yes, we've been praying for them every month, and they've been on our monthly list, and we've been praying for all those on our monthly list almost every Sunday lately, and I felt such a strong urge to do that here lately, and but thank you, and it is good to see all of them. Somebody else, yes.
Joy. Richard drove today to church.
Wow. I saw a picture of that.
And he doesn't have to wear the brace except for when he wants to.
Yeah. Well, that's good, and we're glad in the progress that he's made after having two very serious back surgeries and everything that was going on there. We are very thankful for that. Yes. I saw another hand. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
I just want to thank everyone for all the prayers for my sister and losing her husband, and thank you and keep your prayers for her. She's got a lot to go through.
She does. And you know what? And maybe you can affirm this or not, or confirm it. Somebody was saying she's had her own health issues here. Okay, and I didn't fully realize that when I was talking to her and everything. And yeah, so that the funeral's tomorrow night, or well, afternoon. 4 to 6 is the viewing, and then 6 is the service. And Shively. Yeah, there's the whole, I don't know what the last name is now on there, but I'll say Shively and everybody will know where that is. Yes. Any others? Yes. Wait a minute, did you say somebody had cancer?
His daughter, Alicia.
So we want to remember Alicia, who is battling cancer.
She's the one that passed.
Oh, no, she passed? Oh, okay. I thought one of the fathers did.
No, Rick is the guy I work with, that's his daughter.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That's tough when that happens. Yeah. Yeah, I know the one of the heads, what, in the last 6 months passed away, wasn't that? Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. You said Joy, right?
Joyce.
Joyce? Yeah. Okay.
Ellen Barnes is having sciatic trouble, and the medicine is not helping.
Yeah, I've been through that before.
And then some of the bunch of people know Sonny Byer and his wife Vicky died.
Okay, hold on. Wait a minute.
Vicky passed.
Thank you. So what was the last name?
Byers.
Byers family? Okay.
B-Y-E-R.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me just, and I've said this before, but I'll just say it again. When someone passes, I just want their last name in the family so that I know how to pray for all of them. So that helps me when I'm writing names down. So the Byer family with this lost one. And... You said Maryland, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we want to remember all of those. Jean, Joyce, and Ellen, Maryland.
Yeah. And the last thing is enjoy all the graduations, but Trenton's graduation was fantastic. So that was wonderful.
All right. Others? Yeah.
Pray for rain.
Yes.
And everybody else.
Definitely need that. We know. I saw. Yeah.
Unspoken.
Unspoken. Yeah.
Unspoken.
Okay. Any others? Okay. Anybody else?
I have.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing how God sends people to us? And anybody else before we pray? So several names there, and we want to remember all of them and unspoken needs, and we want to continue praying for those on our monthly calendar, and so appreciate that. Keep Jody's dad in your prayers, Bruce. He fell this week and split open his back of his head again and had to have like 6 or 7 staples put in, and so we just appreciate your continued prayers for him. And so as David fires up the song there, I'll give you a chance to pray this morning, and then I'll come and close us out. Lord, as we pause this morning, we thank you for the beautiful weather, the cooler this morning, and we thank you for the opportunity to be able to come and gather as the people of God, to gather in your presence. Jesus, we know that you are with us because you said where 2 or 3 gather, that there you are in our midst. And we know the Father is here. And we know the presence of the Holy Spirit is with us. As we reflect and think on this Trinity Sunday, and Lord, talk about a little later on the wisdom that we need to live in this world today. We're thankful that we can draw upon that wisdom that Jesus taught us as he gave us instructions how to live our lives, how to treat other people, how to pray, how to worship, just so many different things. And he also talked to us about coming and bringing our needs, and we're bringing the needs of those that were mentioned today. We think of Jean, we think of Joyce, we lift up Ellen, we lift up Marilyn, we lift up Bruce, we lift up Linda Wilson this morning. God, asking for your touch, your healing touch, your healing grace, your strength for each of them as we lift their name up. Lord, we also pray for the Hartzell family and the Beyer family this morning with the loss of these loved ones. God, we pray for your peace. We pray for your grace and strength today. Lord, we lift up these 3 unspoken needs today. Lord, you know what each of those are, as they probably voiced them a minute ago. And Lord, maybe there was others that voiced prayer needs, concerns that they couldn't share. We just join with them right now and ask that you would minister and move and work as only you can do. Lord, we ask that you would extend your mercy and grace to us and grant us rain. Lord, as things are getting pretty dry now and we just need that. And to be able to water our crops and our lawns and our gardens, and Lord, we're grateful. And Lord, we think about all those that are traveling. I know some that are told me last week and some this week that are traveling over the next few weeks. And we just ask that you'll be with them and watch over them and bring them back to be with us in worship again and safely. And we think about those with the various graduation parties, Lord, that you'll just watch over everybody and keep them safe. And we're grateful and thankful for all of those things too today. And Lord, we lift up each one that's on our monthly list, Lord. Those, so many of them that are battling serious illness or cancer or various different things. We just lift up each of them today, asking for your healing touch, your grace, and that the medicine that they're taking and the doctors and nurses that are working with them, that you will bless them and that you will grant healing through those processes. And we're thankful for that. We pray for your continued blessing on this time together as we worship. Lord, as we break the bread of your word and dig into the book of Proverbs over the next month or so, that you will just give us ears to hear, but not only that, but Lord, just to be receptive, to receive from wisdom. Wisdom as she cries out and calls out to us and invites us to receive and absorb and to learn. And we just ask that you will bless that time and the rest of our time together. We continue to pray for peace in our world, peace in Ukraine and Russia, peace in other parts of our world between China and Taiwan. And we think about the conflicts going on in the Middle East and in Africa. God, we continue to pray for peace and that you will raise up leaders who will be voices of wisdom and peace in the midst of conflict. And we're grateful and thankful for all of those things today. Thank you for hearing our prayers as we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you for your prayers. Yes, Linda was supposed to play for us this morning, but she called a couple days ago and said she had been battling some kind of a cold for several days and was going to go to their urgent care to get checked on about that. So thank you, David, for helping us out this morning. Well, thank you so much as we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And again, thank you for your faithfulness. And it's through your generosity that the ministry of the church continues and our outreach in so many different ways and your faithful hard work and using your gifts and talents and everything just to be a blessing. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give. Let's join together there for our prayer of dedication. Receive these gifts, our heavenly Abba. Multiply our efforts to meet the needs of your church and world. We are yours, O God. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Guess what I forgot to do? Okay, Kathy, I'm going to make you run. I need you to go downstairs real fast. Yeah, and in my briefcase is a little black thing that's got my iPad in there, my sermons on. This isn't the first time I've forgotten it. And usually, though, I catch it earlier. Today, I was totally caught off guard. And but yes, so well, give her a few seconds here. And yes. There you go. Yes. You don't rub up against her or anything.
It's only on my arm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not a fun thing to get into. I know I've done that. I hope she's able to find it. Yes.
We have a princess here that turned a different century.
A different decade, not century. I was going to say, there you go. She did, yes. I saw a bunch of those pictures on Facebook, and I thought, oh, wow, that's just wonderful. Well, let's go ahead. I could have started reading the scripture passage and had faith that she was going to find it and get it here. Our scripture reading is going to come from several passages out of Proverbs, and to kind of set the foundation for what we're going to do in our series. So we're going to read chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Then we're going to jump over. Instead of reading big entire sections, I kind of just broke it down in a lot of different verses. In chapter 8, verses 1 through 2, and 10 through 12, 14 through 22, and 27 through 29. These are the wise words of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. They teach wisdom and self-control. They will help you understand wise words. They will teach you how to be wise and self-control, and will teach you to do what is honest and fair and right. Wisdom calls to you like someone shouting. Understanding raises her voice. On the hilltop, along the road, and at the crossroads, she stands calling. Choose my teachings instead of silver, and knowledge rather than the finest gold. Wisdom is more precious than rubies. Nothing you could want is equal to it. I am wisdom, and I have good judgment. I also have knowledge and good sense. I have good sense and advice, and I have understanding and power. I help kings to govern and rulers to make fair laws. Princes use me to lead, and so do all important people who judge fairly. I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. Riches and honor are mine to give. So are wealth and lasting success. What I give is better than the finest gold, better than the purest silver. I do what is right and follow the path of justice. I give wealth to those who love me, filling their houses with treasures. I, wisdom, was with the Lord when he began to work, long before he made anything else. I was there when God put the skies in place, when he stretched the horizons over the ocean, when he made the clouds above and put the deep underground springs in place. I was there when he ordered the sea not to go up beyond the borders he had set. I was there when he laid the earth's foundation. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would give us, or God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear and what God wants to say to the church this morning Amen and amen. Well, you know, I always like to start with something funny. And I've shared this before. I don't remember how long ago it was, but a woman arrived at the gates of heaven. Now, this is not theology, so don't take this to heart. A woman arrives at the gates of heaven, and while she was waiting for St. Peter to greet her, she peeked through the gates. She saw a beautiful banquet table. Sitting all around were her parents and all of the other people she had loved and who had died before her. They saw her and began calling greetings to her. "Hello, how are you? We've been waiting for you. Good to see you." When St. Peter, here's the bad theology part, but anyways. When St. Peter came by, the woman said to him, "This is such a wonderful place. How did I get in? Or how do I get in?" And he said, "Well, you have to spell a word correctly." "Which word?" the woman asked. "Love," St. Peter said. Well, the woman correctly spelled love, and St. Peter welcomed her into heaven. About a year later, St. Peter came to the woman and asked her to watch the gates of heaven for him that day. While the woman was guarding the gates of heaven, her husband arrived. "I'm surprised to see you," the woman said. "How have you been?" Okay, I've been doing pretty well," the woman said. "Since you died," her husband told her. "I married the beautiful young nurse who took care of me while you were ill, and then I won the multi-state lottery. I sold the house, and I now live in a big, huge mansion. And the wife and I traveled all around the world. We were on vacation in Cancun. When I was water skiing, I fell and hit my head, and here am I. What a bummer. How do I get in?" "You have to spell a word," the woman said. "Which word?" her husband asked. "Czechoslovakia." I told you, don't pay attention to the theology there. I want to talk to you about wisdom for living. And this morning, I want to focus on the topic of the need for wisdom. We face so many things in life. Everybody claims to have all the answers, the truth. And many are willing to fight over those things, whether they be political, moral, ethical, religious, social, cultural, or economic. The problem is, though, is everybody lives by their own set of rules, including Christians. And the problem continues that Scripture doesn't address all the issues we face in life. I mean, you don't have to be a Christian very long to realize that sometimes you face situations in life that you don't know how and what to do sometimes in those situations. A lot of us use our common sense. And if you happen to catch that in our reading this morning, that's part of wisdom. And I'll say more about that. And here's the problem continues further. So no matter what we think the rules are, most of the situations we face in life are not covered by the rules. We need more than rules. And sometimes life is too complex, or is so complex, that we need wisdom to fill in the gaps. And that's what that little statement was that was up there on the PowerPoint earlier, if you were wondering, what does it mean by wisdom to fill in the gaps? Today, I want to begin this series entitled Living for Wisdom. And I want us to consider, as we kind of wrestle with some of the things I just mentioned, about why we need wisdom. And I'm going to kind of break it down into two areas here. First of all, I want to talk to you about the importance of wisdom. James chapter 1 verse 5 says this: "If anyone lacks wisdom, ask God, who gives to all generously." And my question from that is, why do we prize, or why should we want wisdom? Well, let's kind of look at it a little bit this morning as in this aspect of importance here. First of all, we see that wisdom is more significant than anything we may receive in life. I know when we don't have money, it's difficult, isn't it? Or when things are getting tough and we're facing situations and decisions or medical issues or whatever it may be, growing older. And things don't work as well as they did. Sometimes it can be difficult. And in our reading this morning, the witness of wisdom that's crying out, so to speak here, wisdom is personified as a female because wisdom here in Hebrew, chokmah, is feminine. And the witness of wisdom is this: I am more important than silver and gold and jewels, for I am greater than anything you may desire. This is the cry of wisdom. Wisdom is infinitely more important than any fame or power in the world. And most people, and many of our problems that are going on in the world, is that we have a lot of people that have power and money and authority, but they do not have wisdom. And they use their money and power in wrong ways that messes up our world. I was just talking to somebody this morning about that. You know, sometimes we want to, God, where are you? What are you doing? Why aren't you fixing this? And God is saying, I've given you authority. You're supposed to take care of one another in our world. Are you doing it? And that's why we need wisdom and why wisdom is so important. Why is that? Because wisdom offers the ability to grow and flourish in life in the right kind of ways. Let me give you a couple examples. There are people that are talented. They have intellect. They have charisma. They have credentials. They are beautiful. And yet, some of them have gone nowhere. Or maybe their lives are a wreck. Why is that? There are people that have little talent. They're not the smartest. They weren't the smartest in school. They didn't like to go to school. They don't have credentials. They're not the best looking. They don't have charisma. They're quiet and backwards. And yet they've done very well in life. I had a friend that was my classmate in high school. He took a few classes at Edison, but when he was in high school, he took all the business classes. Some of you growing up, you know when they used to have all those business classes and accounting classes in high school. Now they don't have any of those anymore. Guess what he is today? Oh, he got A's, B's, and C's in school. Today he's a millionaire. And if I told you the name of his company, you would know it because you see their vehicles running all the way on the highways and the roads all the time. What's the difference? Well, I can tell you about him. He could solve anything. He could fix things. He was wise, skillful. And when he saw needs, that's how he started his business. And he met those needs. The importance of wisdom we need in life. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, I have a bachelor's degree and a master's degree and everything. There's nothing wrong with education. There's nothing wrong with learning. That's how many of you got in some of the jobs that you did. And if you didn't go to college, you got online training or on-campus training where you worked at and everything else, apprenticeships and everything. That's a part of wisdom. And it's important. And we need that today. But I don't want to stop there because I want to go a little further with this morning. And I want to talk to you about the nature of wisdom. And this is going to get down to helping us understand what wisdom's all about. And this will set the stage for what we're going to talk about in the weeks ahead. So throughout the book of Proverbs and in other places, there are many words or synonyms for wisdom. Here, wisdom speaks again, and I'm going to read it, and I kind of adjusted it a little bit so that I could just keep it simple for you. I am wisdom. Common sense is my closest friend. I possess knowledge, sound judgment, advice, ability, understanding, strength. End quote. These words are important because they inform us of the nature of wisdom. In other words, if we have wisdom, these things kind of come along and are there with us. Now, many of us, that naturally happens in our lives. You're probably thinking back to maybe when you were younger and got started in whatever, living and married and kids, and you know, some of that you had to have quick wisdom to be able to do the things that you did and raise the families that you raised and work the jobs that you worked. But as we're going to see here, God offers something extra wisdom that we can have. And if we have wisdom, then wisdom imparts the skill to flourish. Some have translated the word chokmah that I said in Hebrew for wisdom as skill for living. Skill is one of those meanings. It involves the ability to conduct one's life in such a way that it's the best possible outcome is the result of that. Wouldn't that be wonderful if every decision we made, every choice that we did, how we did this, how we did that, if we always did it in the right way so the best possible outcome would happen? Boy, I wish I would have done that all my life, but I haven't. I've made bad choices. I've made unwise choices at times, you know, and there's various reasons for that. Wisdom, though, as we read, includes common sense. Have you ever met somebody that doesn't have any common sense? How many of you can tell me that common sense has gotten you through a lot of tricky situations you faced in life? Yeah, I think we've all been there, haven't we? And that's part of wisdom. That's part of what God gives us. And knowledge and understanding. And sometimes knowledge is something we receive from others. And understanding is also a part of that. And because of that, then wisdom includes the ability for us to, if you think about it, function in any situation or sphere that God can help us with. Don't ask me to do any nursing skills. We got two nurses I can think of right off top of my head sitting in our sanctuary this morning. Now, I'm okay with blood and guts. I got that from dehorning steers when they were young. Sorry if I grossed you out a little bit there. My brother said, keep going. Don't stop. You'll be fine. You'll get past the warm blood on your hands. Sorry, I'm probably grossing somebody out. But, you know, that all has to deal with skill and learning things and knowledge that people pass on to us so that we can function. And here's the thing about wisdom. Wisdom will work if we're an artist. Wisdom will function and work if we're president. That's the way God made it to be. So wisdom imparts the skill so that we can flourish in life. And then wisdom imparts the insight so that we can flourish. Wisdom includes, and here's insight a little bit. Wisdom includes awareness. Have you ever met people that are just not aware of what's going on? Cleverness that helps us to achieve things because We know how things really work or how things are happening. Wisdom gives us the capacity to analyze a situation or discern a situation, to see behind the things or read between the lines. Wisdom knows how things really are. Why? Because God set it up that way. Wisdom notices the difference. For example, and I know this is not a real story, but just for example, work with me here. If you and I and Sherlock Holmes walk into a room and it's all a mess, and you and I look around and all we can see is the mess, but Sherlock Holmes sees the clues. He sees the little things that are different when we just see a blur. He sees the little distinctions that eventually, if you know the Sherlock Holmes stories, to figure out what really happened or what's really going on. And that's kind of the way wisdom works in our lives. It helps us to see what other people don't see. And then the third thing out of this nature of wisdom is that wisdom is found in the person of Jesus Christ. Here's my question, and I did ask this to the kids earlier. What if wisdom was a person? It's surely personified in our reading. She's crying out. Again, wisdom says, "From the beginning I was with the Lord. I was there before He began to create." Does this sound familiar? John chapter 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God in the beginning, and everything that came into being through the Word, and without the Word, nothing came into being." If wisdom is realized in the person of Jesus Christ, then like I was sharing with the kids, then what Jesus says and taught us in His parables and His teachings and healings take on a whole different meaning, because we know that there's wisdom in that for life. Listen to this one this morning. Maybe it'll help you. Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Are you feeling weary today? Are you carrying some heavy burdens? Are you facing some difficult decisions and you're not sure which way to turn? Jesus says, "I am wisdom for you. It's in knowing me, living for me, and learning from me that you will find rest." Jesus is the wisdom we need so that we can walk and live in rest. I don't know who he was quoting, but I heard recently, and I don't know if you happen to pay attention, but Timothy Keller was a Christian pastor that went to New York City and started a church, and nobody thought it was going to succeed. And he ended up growing that church, and satellite churches all over New York City grew up because of his pastoring. He just passed away from pancreatic cancer. And I heard him, I was kind of reading over some things and looking a little bit into his life. And I listened to something he said. I don't even know. It sounded like he was quoting somebody or quoting something. Or maybe it was his own saying. But I close with this morning, and this is what I heard Timothy Keller read. "Lay your deadly doing down, down at Jesus' feet, stand in Him and Him alone, gloriously complete. The need for wisdom is found in Jesus. And that's our foundation as we move on through this series in the weeks to come. Amen and amen. Well, just take one moment or two to just shake a couple hands. Go ahead and stand up, and then we'll get right into our little chorus, Jesus, name above all names, as we close out this morning then. Let's go ahead and stand if you're able, and we'll go ahead and close out. If you want to read from the hymn book, you can turn to 186, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint there. Jesus, name above all names. We'll sing it through twice this morning. Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Sing it again. Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer. Well, let's join together for our benediction. Go forth with the glory and grace of God.
We shall forth make a difference in our world.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of us this day and forevermore. Amen.